So, yesterday we were Medayek Rashi, the Lashon Rashi at the beginning of, the Lashon Rashi is somewhat sosim, but we were the Mashmois of Lashon Rashi, the first Rashi, is mashma two things. First of all, it doesn't seem like Rashi has, well maybe we'll start the other way. Taisus Shita is, we're going to learn the Taisus inside of Mitzvah Shem today, but already, just mikufi, we could talk about the fact that Tosis' shita is that the chaluk over here of the talis is because each one has an anansade, the might the toughest haidi day. Each one has an anansade that half the talis belongs to him. The chur, the pashup shad is that each one is a muksuk and half the talis. Each one is toughest and half, they're not literally holding half the talis, they're holding the fringes of, Moses later on, they're holding the karkashta of the talis, they're holding the fringes of the talis. But we look at it as if, since each one is, since they're holding it together, we look at it as if each one is tofus and half the talus. And not only that, not only was each one tofus and half the talus, but Tosis holds that it's a tvisum muchachas, that it's not just a moitzim mechaver olav haraya. It's mashman Tosis more than a moitzim mechaver olav haraya. There's an ansadi, there's a tvisum muchachas, the chor is the same thing. The chor, at least for the time being, there's a tvisum muchachas, there's a hechoch in his tviso. There's some kind of rye in the tviso, there's a hechoch in the tviso, there's an ansadi, Tosis calls it in the tviso. That the Chatzia Talis belongs to him. And therefore the Chaluk over here, the way the Achayinim call it, is the Chaluk of Teres Vaday. The Chaluk is Mikarech, the fact that we have reason to think that each one really owns half of the Talis. So you see in Teres two things. Number one, that each one is Muchsuk and half the Talis. You don't have to look at it that way. We could have looked at it that each one is Muchsuk and the whole Talis. It's Mashman Teres that each one is Muchsuk and half the Talis. And number two, not only is each one muchzok and half the talis, but that muchzokus is not merely hamaitzim mechaver lo varaya, but it's more than that, it's a tvisu muchachas. In Rashi, the pshuta, it's mashmel neither of those chidush. It's mashmel Rashi, first of all, Rashi doesn't say anything about anan sadi. Rashi says, dafka oichsin, the shnei muchzokim, but if one person would be a muchzok, then he would have the whole hamaitzim mechaver lo varaya, and he would get the whole talis. Rashi doesn't talk in terms of anan sadi. If this is a gemishna about anan sadi, so Rashi should have said, Daf Goichsin, that each one has an ansadi in half. But if one was holding it by himself, then he would have the whole ansadi. Rashi doesn't talk about an ansadi. Rashi talks in terms of a Moitzim Mechaber Olav Araya. So Mashmah, that Rashi's not working over here with Midine and ansadi. He doesn't inject an ansadi over here into the mission. Why Takanat? Well, that's number one. And number two, it's Mashmah and Rashi also, that I talk, I don't see it, that each one is Muchsuk and half the talis. This is already not a 100% muchach in the deal, but the simple mashmos of Rashi, daf goyich in the shnei muchzokim bo ve'ein lezeh koyach bo yoser mizeh. He doesn't say that each one is muchzok and half. He says there's shnei muchzokim bo ve'ein lezeh koyach yoser mizeh. Neither one is more muchzok than the other. If they're each one muchzok and half, I don't have to say that each one's more, that neither one is more muchzok than the other. Two people are muksik in two different things. You don't have to say one's more muksik than the other. Each one is muksik in something else. He's muksik in one half, and the other, Reuben's muksik in one half. Shimon is muksik in the other half. It needs to be said that one's not more muksik than the other. Maybe one is more muksik than the other, but he's muksik in his half, and the other one's muksik in the other half. So what does that have to do with one being more muksik than the other? If you're muksik in your shirt, and I'm muksik in my shirt, so you keep your shirt, I keep my shirt. Do I have to say, because ein lezeh koyach yoser mizeh? It's nothing to do with ein lezeh koyach yoser mizeh. It's not, nothing to do with ein lezeh koyach yoser mizeh. It's because your muksokas is in your shirt, and my muksokas is in my shirt. If Rashi finds it necessary to say that ein lezeh koyach yoser mizeh, it's mashma the muksik in the same thing. But they're muksik, but they're in equipoise. They're muksik to the same degree, because they're equally muksik in the talus. They have the same degree of muksokas in the talus. And therefore, neither one wins, and we split the talus. The mashmaus in Rashi is that it's not that one is muksuk in half, and the other one is muksuk in the other half. They're both muksuk in the talus itself, in the whole talus. But they're equally muksuk in the whole talus, and therefore the din is oichsin. So the mashmaus in Rashi is that not only is there no anansari that one has, not only is there no anansari, but there's not even a moshe mechaber lev arayin in half the talus. There's one muchzokas in the entirety of the talus, and therefore, since it's a ein lezeh koyach yoser mizeh kind of muchzokas, so therefore we split the talus. The emes is that this mahalach of Rashi, this what seems to be meduyik in Rashi, the chore, it really emerges from the Gemara Amud Beis, the way Rashi learns the Gemara Amud Beis. And these Lashonis of Rashi also really come out of the Gemara on the base. And Mishnah, when we get to on the base, we'll see it again. But just to be able to talk intelligently about it, let's take a look at the Gemara on the base. The Gemara says, about halfway down the Amud, Leim masnisim deloy kesumchus. Di kesumchus ha'amer momen amutl besafik chaylken v'lay shua. Our Mishnah says that they're only chaylken together with the shvua. The Gemara initially understands that that's meikar din. It's pesach din derais. You have to have a shvua in order to make this chalukah. Frankly, Gemara, why do you have to have a shvua? Sumcha says that all momen amutl besafik is chaylken. Sumcha is by machla par b'chamor by shoshanog b'chasapar. Sumcha's seat in general is that whenever you have momen amutl besafik. Whenever you have a moment on mutl b'safik, you have a safik moment. Even if one is a muksuk, even if there's a muksuk, some consults, even if one is a muksuk and the other is not, but wherever there's a moment on mutl b'safik, there's some kind of safik in the moment. So then is chalkin b'lei shvur. So here you have a moment on mutl b'safik. Shnayim oksim b'talas is a moment on mutl b'safik. So why do you have to have a shvur? The Gemara's going to answer it. The Chana says chacham over here. Shleik kolechad haylich b'teikav b'talisi shacharei. But meanwhile, the Gemara assumes that that the Gemara thinks that this is a shvur meikar din. It's not like Sumchus. According to Sumchus, you chalukin b'lei shvua. So the Gemara asks. So the Gemara turns around and says, "Ve'elamai rabbanon." So what are you going to tell me? The Mishnah goes like the rabbanon, who hold that you give it to the muksuk. You don't say chalukin. You give it to the muksuk. Ve'elamai rabbanon. Ha'ami amitzim mechaver olav araya. So it's also no good. The rabbanon hold amitzim mechaver olav araya. So what's the Gemara's kash? What's the Gemara exactly asking? So Rashi learns. Says Rashi. Olav haraya be'edim. Hamaytzich ve'er olav haraya be'edim. Shvu is not enough. You have to have a raya means edim. Ve'i loy govi midi. And if you don't have a raya, you can't be goyiv at all. Even though there's a suffix, you can't be goyiv without edim. You can't be goyiv with the shvu. You can only be goyiv with edim. Ve'ocha chalkin b'shvu. And in our Mishnah it says that they're chalik with a mere shvu, without any edim. So it's moving this Rashi that splitting with talis is hamaytzim mechaveret. When we split the talis, we're being mitzi mechaveret, and therefore the Gemara is bothered. How can you split the talis, even if you have a shvur? Each one will supply a shvur, but a shvur is not enough to be mitzi mechaveret. Hamitzi mechaveret all of haraya. Raya says Rashi. Rashi stresses raya means not just shvur. Raya means edim. So how can we split the talis over here with a mere shvur? By splitting the talis, we're being mitzi mechaveret. What mitzi mechaveret? What are you splitting? Where's the mitzi mechaveret? This guy is him muksukin half the talis. This guy's muksukin half the talis. Each guy gets what he's muksukin. Why is that called the Maitzim Mechaver of Arai? What does that have to do with Maitzim Mechaver? So move forward in this Rashi. The Rashi learned up the Gemara that the Gemara held that splitting the talis is Taka Maitzim Mechaver because each one is muksukin the whole talis. Reuben is muksukin the whole talis. And Shimon is muksukin the whole talis. So if I give half the talis to Reuben, then that half of the talis I'm being Maitzi from Shimon. And if I give half the talis to Shimon, then that half of the talis I'm being Maitzi from Reuben. How could I do that? What happened on Moitzim Mechaver Levaraya? So we're behedi in this Rashi that, at least in the Gemara's Kasha, that they're not each one muksuk and half the talis, but they're shnei muksukim in the whole talis, and therefore the act of chaluk is an act of being Moitzim Mechaver. Now, what does Gemara answer? You have to know. What does Gemara answer? The Gemara answers, Hai Mai. No, that's not a Kasha. Iyamit Bishlum Rabbonon. That's not so terrible. That's okay. Because Hosom the loy tafsi truvayu amir rabbanon meitzim mechaver lo haraya. When the rabbanon say meitzim mechaver lo haraya, that's where they're not both being tofus. One person is being tofus, and the other person wants to be meitzi, so then he has to have a raya, he has to have edim. But hocha the truvayu tafsi, but here where they're both tofus in the talis, so palgi lo b'shvua. Here the rabbanon hold we could be chayluk the talis with the shvua. Now what's the Gemara's teretz? So you could maybe learn maybe that the Gemara's teretz is a chazar. The Gemara is saying, you're telling me that each one's muksik in the whole talis. No, it's not true. Since they're truvayu tafsi, but since they're both holding onto the talis, so I don't look at it that he's being maitzi mechaveri. I look at it that it's not each one's a muksik in half the talis. So you could learn that maybe this is gufa l'nekuda about which the Gemara is being chayzer. The Gemara and the Havamina thought that they're each muksik in the whole talis, so he's being maitzi mechaveri. So how do you split it? The Gemara's answer is, no, truvayu tafsi, but they're both muksik, they're each one muksik in half the talis. And therefore, there is no Moitz Mechaveret. And that's why you could split the talis. It's not mashma that way in Rashi. Look at Rashi. Iyamit b'chokhesin. Iyamit b'shtum rabbonon. Hosun d'loy tafsu tuvayu om rabbonon. Hocha de tuvayu. When they're not toifus together, so the rabbonon say Moitz Mechaveret l'varaya. But hocha de tafsu tuvayu. But here where they're both toifus. Palgi b'shvu. We're chayli. Then we'll, the Tuvayin Tasi Palgi b'shvu. And then the next Rashi, maybe we also need Tuvayu Tafsi. Zok Rashi ve'en kan moisi mechavere. So there's several diyukim here. First of all, just the fact that Rashi does not say that each one is muksik in half the talis. I mean, if Rashi started off with both muksik and the whole talis, and that's in the kudah about which the Gemara is being chayzer, so Rashi should say, when Rashi's enka moitzi mechaver, he should explain why. He should say, because each one's muksik in half the talis. More than that, the emes of the Gemara itself is muduyik, that the Gemara is not, if you learn the Gemara the way Rashi learned the Gemara, from the Gemara itself is muduyik that we're not being chayzer from this nekudah. What's the shakl tali? The Gemara starts off according to Sumchus. Why do you need a shvu? Mamen amutl b'safik chelka. So we don't know yet that the shvu over here is a takanas chachamim. We thought we think at this point in the Gemara that the shvu here is mikir adin. So the Gemara, and then we're asked if according to Sumchus, why do I need a shvu? According to Rabbanan, it's good, but according to Sumchus, why do I need a shvu? Mamen amutl b'safik chelka. Then the Gemara turns around and says, no, according to the Rabbanon, it's also no good. Because according to the Rabbanon, how do you do the chaluk in the first place? Every chaluk is a maitzim chaver. Each one's toughest in the whole talis, like I said before. The act of chaluk is an act of being maitzim chaver. So now the Gemara answers, no, according to the Rabbanon, it's not shver. So if we learn that the reason why it's not shver according to the Rabbanon is because each one is talking muksuk in half the talis, that's what the Gemara is being changing its mind about. The Gemara thought that each muksuk in the whole talis. And the Gemara's Teretz says, no, each one is muksik in half the talis. And therefore, each one gets to keep his half of the talis with the midin ha-maitzim mechaver al avaraya. What's shver? There's a big loose thread. If the Gemara's changing its mind now and saying, according to the Rabbanon, no, they're not muksik in the whole talis. Each one is muksik in half the talis and gets to keep half the talis midin ha-maitzim mechaver al avaraya. So why do you do shvur? The same question the Gemara is asking on Sumchus, and the Gemara is going to address it according to Sumchus, and the Gemara is going to have to say Shavuz u'takonis chachamim. But right now we don't know Shavuz u'takonis chachamim, and still the Gemara says according to Rabbanon it's good. Yeah, mit bishlam Rabbanon. And according to Rabbanon we understand why you need a shvur, but according to Sumchus we don't understand why you need a shvur. What's the difference? Sumchus holds mamon amutl b'safek chalukin. What do Rabbanon hold? Rabbanon hold mamon. Rabbanon agree that mamon amutl b'safek chalukin. This is all the maitzim chaver is stronger, but here each one has a maitzim chaver. So it's Sumchus plus. It's even more shver according to the Rabbanan than it is according to Sumchus. Sumchus says Mamanu Mutl B'Safik Chalukin without a shvur. He doesn't care about Chazaka. He only cares about Mamanu Mutl B'Safik, and Mamanu Mutl B'Safik is Chalukin B'Lei Shvur. The Rabbanan say that Hamaitzim Mechaber Olav Raya is stronger than Mamanu Mutl B'Safik. Here I have Hamaitzim Mechaber Olav Raya reinforcing the Mamanu Mutl B'Safik. Mamanu Mutl B'Safik says it should be Chalukin, and Hamaitzim Mechaber Olav Raya says that it should be Chalukin because each one has half the talis. So why do you need a shvur? A lot of the mashmoyis in the Gemara, the way Rashi learns the sugya, the Gemara is still going that the muksik in the whole talis. What the Gemara is saying is like this: first, the Gemara is saying like this. According to Sumchus Shver, why do you need a shvur? Every moment a mutl b'safik, I don't care about chazaka. I don't care if you're being mitzi from a muksik. Moment a mutl b'safik is chalukin b'lei shvur. But according to the Rabbanon, could the Rabbanon say hamitzi a moment a mutl? But according to the Rabbanon. So Gemara turns around and says, but according to the Rabbanon, it's also shver. Because how do you have right to do the chaluk at all? What happened to the Maman Mutl B'Safik? What happened to the Maman Mechaver Olav Araya? They're both muksik in the whole talis. The act of chaluk is an act of being mitzi from a muksik. So, and that needs a raya of Eidim. Shvur is not enough of that. You need a raya of Eidim. So what does the Gemara answer? Gemara says, no. According to the Rabbanon, it's not shver. Because even though it's true that each one is muksik in the whole talis, Reuven is muksik in the whole talis, and therefore if we give Shimon half the talis, that we're giving Shimon a half a talis in which Reuven was muksik. But Shimon was also muksik in that half talis. Shimon was also muksik in the whole. Shimon and Reuven were both muksik in the whole talis. So therefore, yes, it's true that Reuven was muksik in the whole talis, but Shimon is also muksik in the whole talis. So therefore, ein kan moitzi mechaveri. Rashi Loshen is ein kan moitzi mechaveri. Yes, Reuven is muksik in the whole talis, but Shimon is also muksik in the whole talis. So I'm not taking it when I give it to Shimon, I'm not taking it out of the hands of a muchzik and giving it over to somebody who is not a muchzik. I'm taking it from one muchzik and giving it to somebody who's also a muchzik. That doesn't rise to that. That's not a mitzvah mechaver. That's all of haraya be'edim. But it's not nothing. It's not nothing. So a shvuah I still need. That's poshup shat in the Gemara according to Rashi. The Gemara's kasha was elam ay rabbanu. Why is it any better according to the rabbanu? According to the rabbanu, should be able to split it at all. According to the Sunkus, we said, why do you need a shvua? Split it without a shvua. So the Gemara said, according to the rabbanu, you shouldn't be able to split it at all because the rabbanu hold on meitzim mechaver all of haraya. And Rashi stresses all of haraya means what? Be'edim, not mere shvua. Shvua is something, but it's not. But you need more. You need edim. Hamaitzim mechaver is all of haraya be'edim. So how do you have a right to split? Splitting the talis is an act of taking it away from a muksuk. And that should need edim. How do you have a right to do that? So the Gemara says, no. It's true that they're both muksuk in the whole talis. And splitting the talis is an act of taking it from a muksuk. But it's an act of taking it from a muksuk and giving it to another muksuk. That's not as difficult as taking it from a muksuk and giving it to a non-muksuk. So if you take something from a muksuk and you give it to a non-muksuk, that you need a raya gemur be'edim. You take something from a muksuk and you give it to another muksuk, so that doesn't need, that's, it's it doesn't, that's, there the Rabbanon, they also require something. It's not like Sumchus doesn't care about Muxakas at all. They require something, but they don't insist on Edim. They'll go down to the level of Shvu. But according to Sumchus, it's still Shvet. Sumchus holds that moment of Mutl B'Safi, you take away from a Muxak Gomer without a Shvu, and you're Chalik B'Lay Shvu. So according to Sumchus, the Gemara is asking, according to Sumchus, it's a Kavachomer. Madach, if it's one person's completely a Muxak, And yet there's a suffix sumcha says chalkin b'lo shvua. That means you take away from a muksik and you give to a non muksik and it doesn't need a shvua. So you certainly shouldn't need a shvua. That's the kashim in sumchas. Gemara's going to have to answer, and then it's a takanas chachamim. But according to the Rabbanan, the Gemara thing says that I don't have to come on yet to takanas chachamim. I have a mahalach. I don't understand the Rabbanan. That means it's clear that the lashon of Rashi that we at the beginning of our Mishnah comes right out of that Gemara. Dafka euch sind de schnee muchzocken bo ve engne ze koyach yoyse mi ze. She ilo hoyo biad echod levadoi have ida chameitze mi chaveroi ve olov lehov iraya be edem shi shaloi. Almost every word in this Rashi came out of that sugi. He says, Dafka schnee muchzim. That's what the Gemara's teretz. Since it's schnee muchzim, so they're both muchzik in the whole talis, but engne ze koyach yoyse mi ze. Yes, Reuben is a muchzik, but Shimon is a muchzik too. Again, not each one muchzik and half. Reuben is a muchzik in the whole talus. But Shimon is a muchzik in the whole talus also. So since Shimon is a muchzik in the whole talus also, so you don't need a raya be'edim. It's enough to be mechalik. It's enough to take a shvua. But ilo hoise v'arechud levadei. But if one person will be muchzik in the talus on his own, then shvua wouldn't be enough. Then it would be olav lavi raya be'edim. Yeah, that Rashi doesn't address. What's the din if nobody's muchzik? Rashi doesn't address that. The pashtus in Rashi is that would also be chalk. Would you need a shua? I hear, yeah, Nechanami. There'll be maybe with meduik in this Rashi. Maybe even with maybe without a shua, then maybe with chalk and below shua, because you don't need to be. You're not. Feel a little, right, Nechanami? It's some stab that way. Point to this mahalach in the Gemara. Maybe when the Gemara in the end says shua with takanas chacham, maybe Rabban also gives a takanas chacham. But at least the way the Gemara, and that before the Gemara gets the Shuvuz with Takanas Chacham, and maybe the Maskana too, maybe the Shuvuz with Takanas Chacham is only in Sumchus. You have to know. The Maskana, the Shuvuz with Takanas Chacham, the Gemara only needs it in Sumchus. Is it true according to the Rabbana? Yesh Lizbayin the Madaba. But Akapanim, the Gemara says that in the Rabbana, you don't have to come on to Shuvuz with Takanas Chacham, so you're right, it would be enough Kamina Ledina. If nobody's Muxik, maybe that's Taka Lashad on the Rashi. Maybe if nobody's Muxik, Rashi agrees that the Din is Chalkin, not like Taisus, that it would be called Olangvar. The Din would be Chalkin, but not the Shuv. Yeah, very, very possible. Nope, so we have often a Gemara, like, we have a Farish Gemara like Rashi. So what about Taisus? Taisus says, no, each one is Muxuk and they have to Talus. And each one has an Ansadi and they have to Talus. The Chor Taisus is Chaluk and the whole Rashi. So how does Taisus learn the Shtikul Gemara? So there's a Taisus HaRosh, the Taisus HaRosh, who by us in the Amaral of Taisus HaRosh learns like Taisus. And this Gemara, Elamai Rabbanon, Amaitzim Mechayer Elav Araya, the Taisus HaRosh learns the Gemara not like Rashi. The Taisus HaRosh learns the Gemara's Kasha altogether different. The Gemara's Kasha is, Elamai Rabbanon, you're telling me the Mishnah goes like the Rabbanon. Ha'ami Rabbanon ha'maisim mechaver olav haraya. The Rabbanon say, we all say ha'maisim mechaver olav haraya, and the Muxik gets to keep it, and the Muxik doesn't need a Shvua to keep it. So over here in the Mishnah, why does he need a Shvua? Each one is keeping the half in which he's a Muxik. The Tosfos Rosh learns what I asked for. The Tosfos Rosh learns that that's Haka the Gemara's Kasha. The opposite of Rashi. Rashi learns the Gemara's Kasha. Elamai Rabbanon, Ha'ami Rabbanon, Maitzim Mechaber Levaraya. Rashi learns it's a Kasha and the Chalukah. How do we have a right to make a Chalukah? A Chalukah is being Maitzim from a Muxik. And the Gemara answers, no, they're equally Muxik in the whole Talmud. The Tosfos Rosh learns just the opposite. The Gemara's Kasha is, of course we can make a Chalukah. But why do you need a Shvua? Each one is getting what he's a Muxik in. To keep what you're a Muxik in doesn't need a Shvua. Some of the Tosfos learn like their Tosfos Rosh as well. Pshuta. And each one's a Muxik and half the Talis. You have to know what's the Gemara's Teres. True Ayat Hafsibo. So what does that change? The Maisi, each one's a Muxik and half the Talis. And if it's a Chazorah, maybe it's a Chazorah the other way around. Maybe the Gemara's being Chazor. No, True Ayat Hafsibo, they're both just the opposite. The Gemara's Havamin was each one's a Muxik and half the Talis. So the Gemara asks, so why do you need a Shvuah? Maybe the Gemara's Teretz says, no, they're both Muxik in the whole Talis. Tuvai Tassi, but they're both Muxik in the whole Talis. Yeah, but doesn't Shimon Taisha Bayos? Taisha Bayos says that then an Ansari, each one has only an Ansari and a half. That's going to need a Hezbo. If he Taisha's, what's the Tafi the Taisha's Rosh? If he Taisha's, if we'll say the Taisha's goes like the Taisha's Rosh, what's the Gemara's Teretz? It's also a little bit shver lefi taisus and taisa rosh. When the Gemara asked the kasha, according to Rabbanu, why do you even need a shvur? Each one has a muksokas, a mitzvah mechaver olav haraya. Why does the Gemara have to ask me koyach a mitzvah mechaver olav haraya? Why does the Gemara ask me koyach lianan tzadi? What do you need a shvur for? Each one has a tfisu muchachas that he has after talis. That's stronger than a mitzvah mechaver olav haraya. Kasha, not the end of the world, but. What is the Gemara? According to the Tosfos Rosh, what's the Gemara's kasha? Elamai Rabbanon, Ha'ami Rabbanon, Ha'maitzim Mechaver Olav Haraya. Meaning, each one has a Ha'maitzim Mechaver Olav Haraya and half the talis. So why does he have to take a shvur? But according to Tosfos, each one has in half the talis not merely Ha'maitzim Mechaver Olav Haraya. Each one has in half the talis an Anansadi. A Tfisu Mechachas. Tfisu Mechachas, L'chayr is stronger than Ha'maitzim Mechaver Olav Haraya. Tfisu Mechachas is Maitzi from Ha'maitzim Mechaver. You have a Murakami, he's the Muxuk. And another person has a tfisu mechachas. You're my laptop computer sitting by you. So I'm the marakama. The maitzi mechaver l'raya is that you're being maitzi for me, but you have a tfisu mechachas. So why does Gemara say that? Why does Gemara ask merely according to Rabbanon, each one is a maitzi mechaver l'raya? The Gemara should ask even stronger. Each one has an anasadi. Yeah, it's not so terrible. The Gemara is talking about sumchus and the Rabbanon, so it talks in terms of sumchus and the Rabbanon. Sumchus says mamon matul basafik. Rabbanon says amaisim mechaveil avarai. So the Gemara talks in those terms. In the Chinami, you could have asked from anan sadi too. What do you need a shvui to when it has an anan sadi? But again, the more difficult problem is what's the Gemara's teretz. According to Rashi, it's good. The Gemara says each one's muksik in the whole talis. So the Gemara thought each one's muksik in the whole talis. How do you do a chaluk at all? It's being maisim mechaveir. The answer is, no, it's the Gemara's answer is, yes, each one's muksik in the whole talis, but that's different than a regular, but that's not called maitzim mechaveri, because we're both muksik in the talis. So that's ein lezeh koyach yosim izeh. According to Tosfos, the Gemara reads, according to Tosfos Rosh, and presumably Tosfos, the Gemara reads the other way around. The Gemara asks, each one's muksik in half the talis, so why do you even need a shvua? It's poshut yichaylik, each one's muksik, each one keeps the half that he's muksik in. Why do you have to have a shvua? So what's the Gemara's teres? Tshuvah tafsibo. Elamai, it's a chazara. But then how does that Shimon Taisus be us that an ansari lie and an ansari lie? We're going to have to revisit this. After we go through Taisus and we have a more sophisticated understanding of Taisus, I think we're going to have to come back and see how Taisus read this Gemara. Firashi, it's very geshmak. Agam, if you're asking, there's an opposite, there's still a problem. Taisus says this vort of anan sadi the mighty toughest high today, the mighty toughest high today. Taisus didn't make those words up. It's a Gemara in Daf Gimel, Gemara in Daf Dalet. I see the Gemara over there. It's connected to this, involved with the sugis there. But it's the Gemara has this lesson. Anan sadi the mighty toughest high today, the mighty toughest high today. The Gemara came out says first the vort of Taisus. There's an anan sadi that each one owns half the talis. Well, for Rashi, how does that stem with the Gemara here in Beis Amid Beis? The Gemara that Beis Amid Beis says they're both muksuk in the whole talis. And the chalukah is taka being meitzi from a muksuk. Except that it's not a meitzi, it's not a being meitzi from a muksuk and giving to a non-muksuk, which needs a raya be'edim. It's a being meitzi from a muksuk and giving to another muksuk. For that, it's enough a raya b'shvur. What are you talking about? There's an ansadi. What do you need a shvur? You have an ansadi. Yeah, well, here actually, there's a tension here between the two sugyas. Okay, let's see Tosfos inside. We've been talking a lot about Tosfos. Let's talk a little, and maybe we'll do Tosfos. Oh, you know, before we do Tosfos, I think there's another thing I wanted to talk through also. This mamash is a very important gemara. This gemara that beis amid beis. Like this is the axis around which Rashi and Tosfos really, I think, revolve. How to read the gemara that beis amid beis? What's the gemara saying? Rashi reads the gemara that beis amid beis. The gemara is saying that each one's a muksuk in the whole talis. It's just the gemara explains that ein lezeh koyach yosim izeh. Gemara thought, stop, each one's muksuk in the whole talis. You have no right to do chaluk at all. The etzem chaluk is meitzim mechaveri. And the gemara answers, no, it's not like that because ein kan muksuk yos ein zem. What's the lashon again? Ein lezeh koyach yosim izeh. So that's already when you divide a talis, which is ein lezeh koyach yosim izeh, they're both muksik in the whole talis, but they're both muksik in the whole talis. So then you don't need a raya be'edim to be meitzi from that. It's enough to have a raya b'shvul. That's a Rashi read the Gemara, and that's the insight for the Rashi, the first Rashi of here in the Mishnah. And the Taisus Rashi Beferish, presumably the Taisus, they read the Gemara the other way around. The Gemara assumed that each one's muksik in half the talis. And therefore, the Gemara asked Tam, why do you even need a Shavuah? Each one's muksuk and half the talis, nothing to talk about. And based on that, Taisus holds, and Taisus Rosh, all these Rishonim hold, that there's an Ansari Lahai, but Ansari Lahai, like the Gemara Dav Gimel, the Gemara Dav Dalet. The only thing, but we're going to have to be Mavar is, but how did Taisus read the Gemara's Teretz? How did they read the Gemara's Teretz? The Gemara asks, why do you need a Shavuah? Each one has half. How much is Mechavel of a Raya? Taisus asks, it's not an Ansari on top of it. So what's the teretz? True ayatafsi. What does that change? Well, the ma'aseh, each one's muksuk and half the talis. The harai, each one has an ansadi and half the talis. There's another cheshmir that I want to also walk through. Again, we have to do the tesis inside. It's sort of criminal that we're not doing the tesis inside. But right, for Asbar Sadar, maybe it's not. There's reason in the madness. Give you some background. Very warm in here. I don't know how they expect their chaim in the shop to walk in if it's so warm in here. This is going to be later on in Davov. Davov. It's a shame will be it's a major sugi will be spending time with it. Talk for kain mitzinos in the other and mitzinos in the other. Whenever you have a matzav of sofik, you have a sofik, and we say a mitzvah mechaver olaf haraya. Let's say you have a sofik b'char. So if he's really a b'char, it has to be given to the kain. If it's not really a b'char, then it belongs to the Yisrael. And here it's a sofik b'char. We don't know if it's a b'char or not. So Hamotzi Mechaver Lavarai, Yisrael keeps, he doesn't have to give to the Kohen. Hamotzi Mechaver Lavarai. It's still a suffix, but in Chayshin Mishmud, it's a Maisim Mechaver Lavarai. So there's a whole discussion, what would happen if the Kain is Taikif? The Kain went and he grabbed it. Do I say, now the Kain is the Muxel? So again, Hamaisim Mechaver Lavarai. So maybe Hamaisim Mechaver Lavarai, it can go back and forth. This guy's the Muxel, as long as he's the Muxel. Talk for Kain, the Kain grabs it, now sitting by the Kain. Now he has the Hamaisim Mechaver Lavarai. Or do I say, no, once we pass in the Hamaisim Mechaver Lavarai and it stays and the Israel is zoich in it, so that's it. If the Kain now comes and grabs it, he's a gazlan, he has to give it back. So machlokes in the Gemara, machlokes amaron. Maskanas the Gemara, according to the pastors in the Gemara, according to most Rishonim, is that the halach is tokva kain mitzi noisim miyada. The Rambam is a different shita, but most Rishonim learn the maskanas of Gemara tokva kain mitzi noisim miyada. Once we pass him that the Israel is the muchzuk, that's it. He's zoich. The Kain now cannot grab it. There's no such thing as grabbing. He has to return. Nonetheless, this machlokes Rishonim. What would in the case of the Gemara, the Tokva Kain, the Kain was Tokif with the Taina Shema. The Kain doesn't know if it's really a Bchor. Nobody knows if it's really a Bchor. This is some suffering in the facts. Nobody knows. But what would happen if you have another? You have a different kind of suffix. You have a suffix where each one has a time, and we pass them the mitzvah mechaver levaraya. And now the fellow who lost comes and he grabs it with a tainus bar. Do I say mitzino simiyada? Still, it's like talk for kain mitzino simiyada. Or maybe tefisa with a tainus bar is different. Maybe tefisa with a tainus bar could make. If he's typhus, maybe that's stronger. Maybe if he's typhus with a tainus bar, then he could become the muxel. Taisus and daf in ksuvus and daf chof. The rosh over there in ksuvus and daf chof. Taisus in baba basra daf kuf hey omer aleph. Fascinating taisus. They all hold. They hold that tfisa with a tainus bar works. It makes the typhus into the muxel. On the other hand, the Ramban later on in Daf Vav Amud Aleph, and Tosis by us in Daf Vav Amud Beis, hold that there's no difference with the Tainus Bari, not a Tainus Bari, Mitzino Yisim Yodai, the Tefis is nothing. It's a major Machlokes Rishonim. It's not my idea to know. Whenever you have a Mitzim Mechaver Levaraya, and one person was Zeicha, because a Mitzim Mechaver Levaraya, what happens if the other person is Tefis with a Tainus Bari? If it's a Tainus Shema, that's Tok V'Koyin, Moritz Maskon is Mitzino Yisim Yodai, that's nothing. But if it was typhus with the tainus bari, that's a big, it's a major machlokes Rishonim. Different shittas within taisus. Taisus in Baba Basra, taisus in Ksuvas holds it works. Taisus over here in Baba Metzia holds that it doesn't work. The Rosh holds that it does work. The Ramban holds that it doesn't work. So it's a major machlokes. According to taisus in Ksuvas, the Rosh, these Rishonim hold that tefisa works with tefisa with the tainus bari works to be mitzi from a muksa. So. Why can't I do the following? Let's say that Mikey, my shirt. It's my shirt. Belongs to me. So you say, no, it doesn't belong to me, it belongs to you. I notice it's my shirt, so I go and I grab the shirt to a few back. With a tainus bar. So could I keep the shirt? The feed the rush, the feed the rishonim hold, that tefisa with the tainus bar works. So can I just grab the shirt off Mikey's back and say it's my shirt? After all, I have a tainus bar. So no, you can't. I can't. The reason is because what Mikey has in his shirt is not just Hamaisim Mechaver Levaraya. He has something much stronger than that. He has a chazok kol mashtachas yodo yitachas yideyodom hariyo shaloi. He has a tvisu muchachas. The fact that the shirt is sitting by him is a hechocha that the shirt belongs to him. The cases that Tosis is talking about in the Rosh, the cases that the Rishonim are talking about when they have this machlokes are cases where there's no, where the tefisa is not a raya at all. There's some objective suffix, l'mashul, the Gemara Tosis, one of the cases they talk about is, I rented an apartment, and I rented the apartment for 12 zehuvim l'shana, which is one zehuv l'chaydash. That's how I rented. I said, I'm going to pay you, $1,200 for the year, $100 for each month. Then it was a leap year. Now we have a suffix. What's exactly, what did we mean when we made this deal? Did we mean $1,200 for the year? Did we mean $1,000 for the month? If you go by the months, it's a leap year. It should be $1,300. So there's a suffix in, there's some kind of suffix here, which, how to exactly understand this this deal. So the Gemara says, what's the din? So it's a suffix, what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, this is one of the rishis, these who shine hold that tefisa works, is from this Gemara. The Gemara says, that it depends. If I come and if I come to you at the beginning of the last month of the year, and I say, get out, pay the rent or get out, so you have to get out, because I'm a muksuk in the apartment. You want to stay in my apartment? I say you didn't pay it. I'm a muksuk in the apartment. You wanted to live in the apartment? You're the mitzi, you're being mitzi for me. On the other hand, if I come at the end of the month, we already lived in the apartment for a month, and I say, give me the rent, so now you're the muksuk, because I want to take money out of your pocket. You lived in the apartment, that's spilt milk. What I want is the money. In the money, you're the muksuk. In the apartment, I'm the muksuk. But in the money, you're the muksuk. So if I come at the beginning of the month and I try to evict you, so I'm the muksuk and I win. If I come at the end of the month and I want the money, then you're the muksuk and then you win. So the Rishonim, that's one of the rayas that Tosfos brings. You see, that's a suffix. It's hamotzi mechaveru of a raya. And you see, tefisa works. So it's at the beginning of the month, I was the muksuk in the apartment. When you stayed in the apartment for that month, it's like you chapped the apartment for me. It's like you were tefis the apartment. You were tefis the shtamshus in the apartment for me. And it works. You get to keep that and now you don't have to pay for it. So that's one of Tosfos' rayas, that you see that when there's hamotzi mechaveru of a raya, at the beginning of the month, I was the muksuk. But by the end of the month, you were tefis it from me, and now you became the muksuk. So you see that tefisa with a tainus bari works to be mitzvah from a. And apparently there's a tainus bari. Why is Tosfos' tainus bari over there? Apparently it's a tainus bari. You see, tefisa with a tainus bari works to be mitzvah from a muksuk. Over there is not tefisa mechachas. The fact that you live in the apartment for a month is not mechich anything. It's not a tefisa mechachas. It's just a mitzvah mechaveru of a raya. The fact that I was a muksuk in the apartment, it wasn't mechich anything. So that's a mir hamaitzim mechaveru of a raya. Talk for kohen. That's a mir hamaitzim. There's no hichacha. The fact that the b'chor is sitting by me is not, of course, it's sitting by me. It was born by me. That's not a hichacha. That it's not a b'chor. So there we could talk about talk for kohen. We could talk about tefisa with a tainus bari. But the shirt on your back, that's not a just a hamaitzim mechaveru of a raya. That's a hichacha. That's a tefisa mechachas avada. I can't grab that away from you. The point is made explicitly by Tosfos and Baba Basra and Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis and Chesek Sabbatim, where Tosfos talks about a case, the case that the Rishonim bring for the Rishonim talk about this case, where I grab the shirt off your back. The case that the Rishonim talk about, or without a shirt, they talk about a naska, something more valuable than a shirt, so a bar of silver. Imagine a case, somebody was holding a bar of silver, and another came and he grabbed it away, and there were Edom. There's different cases. The case in words, there was one Edom, but let's say there were two Edom. There were two Edom that he grabbed it away, but he claims in Chatvi, yes, I did grab it, the Edom are right, I grabbed it away, but didi Chatvi, but it belonged to me all along, you stole it from me. That's very similar to the case that I had with Mikey. I say he stole my shirt, he says I did. So it's clear in the Gemara that he has to give the Nascha back. If there are two Edom, he has to give the Nascha back. If there's one Edom, then it's more complicated. But if there's two Edom, then he has to give the Nascha back. So he's showing him over, so twice over there in Baba Basa, that's the Dalet Amud. He goes with the sheet that Tfisa ordinarily works. So Tosfos over there explains, but here it doesn't work because there's a chazoka called Master Shabbat, because there's an assumption that the person who was holding on to the Naska, that wasn't just a Maitzim Mechavel of a Raya. There was the fact that he was holding on to the Naska was a Hechocha, that the Naska really belonged to him. So once there's a Hechocha, the Naska really belongs to him, so you can't grab it away, then you're a Goslin. This is the background. It's kind of important to know, because it's going to be, when we're going to read the Rosh over here by Yechayku, they also talk about Naskah Derababa. The Rishonim here by Shneimachs and Metalos, they also throw in that Gemara of Naskah Derababa. That's what it's about. So again, just to chazer over quickly, again, by Tokvakoyin, the Maskavad is Tokvakoyin Metzinah Simgad. It's Tisa with Hanash Shema, you have a Metzinah Chavel of Araya, Yisrael was Zoich in the Bechor, a Metzinah Chavel of Araya. Then the Kohen comes along and says, and he grabs the Bechor away. But nobody knows the truth, there's no Tainus Bari. So that the Maskanis of Gemara, according to Moshe Shain, was Tokvakoyin, Machina Simyoda, you can't just chap. Yisrael was Zoicha, end of story. If, however, the Tfisa was with the Tainus Bari, that's the Machalikas Yishainim, the Ramban, Tosfos and Davov hold, Tfisa with Tainus Bari is no different, and still Tokvakoyin, Machina Simyoda. Tosfos and Baba Basra, Tosfos and Ksuvas, the Russian Ksuvas, they all hold that Tfisa with Tainus Bari is better, and a person is Tifus with the Tainus Bari from a Muksuk, so he becomes the Muksuk. But not if there was a hechacha. That's the Tosfos of Baba Basra Lamed Daled Amud Beis. If there was a hechacha, it was like an Askeh Derabba Abba case, where it's the shirt on your back, where your tefisa is meichich that it belongs to you, then of course I can't grab it away. But if you're just a muksik where there's no hechacha, like in the case with the apartment, with the rent, we don't know what the terms of the rent, so there's no hechacha anywhere, there's no tfisu muchachas, but there's hamoitzim mechaver levaraya, so then Taisa says, every hamoitzim mechaver levaraya, the other person come and grab it, and he becomes the, and he'll become the muksik. Grad of Taisus, and I'm just going to tell you a fascinating lashon of Taisus. Taisus and Baba Basra, Kothayim Adalaf. It's good to see inside. Taisus over there has a lashon. He brings the case with the apartment, and he's mechiyach from there that Tfisa helps to be mitzi from a muksuk. And he throws in a lashon. He says, Lefize, ha mitzi mechaber olav haraya, hainu kol da olam gvar. Hear a lashon? Meaning, every hamaisim mechaver olav haraya in effect is a kol dolam gvar. Because what's kol dolam gvar? Kol dolam gvar means one guy grabs it, the other guy grabs it, the other guy grabs it. That's also mechalikus. There's mechalikus ushayin by kol dolam gvar. The rushals, kol dolam gvar, the first guy grabs it, keeps it, and that's it. The other guy can't grab it away from him. He says, loim estavish, yisak nechacham. It's a Russian in the cheskes abatim. It's loim estavish, yisak nechachamim. It's not mistaber chacham she didn't call down violet for the rest of the life. They're going to be like the half fields and the McCoys. They're going to be feuding for the rest of their life. Whoever is zoich, call down gvar, and that's the end of the story. And Tosis by us and the Fava Mebeis. Tosis holds no call down gvar. You can grab it back and forth. Tosis holds in Baba Basra says that Hamotzim Chaver Olavai is also that way. One guy becomes the muksuk, the other guy grabs it, he becomes the muksuk. So Tosis throws in some more the galoshin. He says lefize every psak of Hamotzim Chaver Olavai in effect. Is kol dolam gvar, and every kol dolam gvar, in effect, is no different than a mitzvah mechaver olav haraya.
A kol dolam gvar,
you don't need a raya here either. One guy is the muksuk. Hamitzvah mechaver olav haraya means that till you bring a raya, I get to keep it because I'm the muksuk. But if you grab it away from me, then I have to bring the raya, and you get to keep it. So that's hainu kol dolam gvar. It's going to be very negative, this taisus of yachayku. This business. Every hamotzim mechaver olav haraya there's no difference. There's no space between kol dolam gvar and hamotzim mechaver olav haraya. To say a kol dolam gvar is to say hamotzim mechaver olav haraya. That might be an afkamina. Rashi, the Rashbam sheet in Baba Basra in a few places, is that kol dolam gvar only works if based on paskin kol dolam gvar. Let's say one guy grabbed it. There's a case in the world. Let's say one guy grabbed it before based. Let's say like the arba or something. One guy went and he grabbed the arba before based on had a chance to paskin kol dolam gvar, and then based on paskin kol dolam gvar. So do I say okay, he was already gave it? Kol dolam gvar means whoever wins. He already won. Or do I say no? Basin has to take Basin takes it away from him, puts it back in the middle. You know, the referee comes, takes it away, throws it up, and then he says kol dolam gvar. The Rashbam holds it's machlekes yishayim. Machlekes there in the cheskes abatim. The Rashbam holds if one guy grabbed it away, that's not kol dolam gvar. We take it away from him. If one guy grabbed it before Basin had a chance to pass in kol dolam gvar, we'll take it away. Kol dolam gvar is when Basin says kol dolam gvar, then they run and they grab it. If one guy grabbed it prematurely, it doesn't work. And the Rama over there in Baba Basra, I forgot the daf. The Rama over there in Baba Basra is the Rama. I remember the Rama. Maybe there are other Mokhs. Other Rishonim. If you need to know, I'll look it up. Other Rishonim are Chaluk over there in Rashi. And the Rashbam. They say, what do you mean? Kol dolam gvar means whoever wins, wins. He already won. Lefi Tosis, L'chayr, it's going to be like the Rashbam. Kol dolam gvar is Hamotzim mechaver olav haraya. One guy grabbed it. It's Hamotzim mechaver. There's no special psak of kol dolam gvar. Kol dolam gvar just means Hamotzim mechaver olav haraya. If one guy grabbed it, l'chayr, he's the Hamotzim. Then the other person is the Hamotzim mechaver. L'chayr. L'chayr. Yeah.
How does that work with
Tofakon? Tofakon is the Tain of
Shema.
But there, the Machalik is by Tain of Zabar. So now, by the way, by the Gemara of Maschil Der Rabbo, which is in Baba Basra Lamadala, it's a few places in Shas, but it's in Baba Basra Lamadala Medalev. So the Gemara says, one guy grabbed it, he said, in chatvi, did he chatvi? It's no good, he has to give it back. So according to Tosis, why? Ordinarily, tefisa works. But why over there does he have to give it back? Because it's more than just a muksuk. It's an ansadish. It's a chazok called mashta chazyot. It's an ansadish. I think Tosis there in Baba Basra calls it an ansadi. The Rosh by us calls it an ansadi. By Naskal Rav Abba, there's an ansadi. That's why the guy can't grab it. The Rashbam over there in Baba Basra says the reason why the guy can't grab away the nascha is because the fellow who's holding the nascha, he's the muksuk hamaitzim mechaver all of haraya. So how could you grab it away from him? So what does that mean? What does the Rashbam hold about this issue about tefisa? Yeah, in the Gemara itself, nascha de Rav Abba, Baba Basra lamadalam now. The Gemara says nascha de Rav Abba. One guy grabbed it. He said in chatfi, didi chatfi, he loses. If there's two edim, he loses. Tosfos says, why does he lose? Tefisa with the tainus bari works. He was tefisa with the tainus bari. So now he's the muksuk. Why does he lose? So Tosfos answers, because the fellow holding the nascha originally, he's not just a muksuk. He has an anansadi. You can't be tefisa from a guy with an anansadi. But the Rashbam says that the reason why the fellow who's holding the nascha wins is because amaitzim mechaber olav haraya. You can't grab away from somebody who has amaitzim mechaber olav haraya. So that means, what does the Rashbam hold about this issue? Does tefisa work with the tainus bari? No. Once somebody's a muksuk, hamaitzim mechaver olav haraya, that's it. There's no such thing as grabbing away. Not a half keres. One guy's he's the muksuk, the guy holding the nascha is hamaitzim mechaver olav haraya, that's it. You can't just grab it away from him. It's like the Ramban, like this. Right, according to the Rashbam, hamaitzim mechaver olav haraya is not the same as kol dol and gvar. It kind of stems very well with the other Rashbam, that kol dol and gvar is only based in, is a special thing, based on has to put it in the middle and blow a whistle and they go and they grab it. It's not stama, the fact that he became them, that it doesn't happen on its own. Because the Rashbam holds, hamaisim mechaver, you can't just, there's no such thing as grabbing. The Rashbam, that's the Rashbam sheet is, there's no such thing as grabbing. If one person is the muksuk and hamaisim mechaver of a raya, we live in a gentleman's world. You can't just grab things away and become a muksuk. So how does kol dol and gvar work? No, kol dol and gvar is a special din. It's a special psak. So now, yeah, you want to say something? Tosfos holds that tefisa is a raya. No, it's not a raya. But that's exactly the point. When you have a mere muksuk, hamaisim mechaver olav haraya, so I could be tefisa with tainus bari, and I become the muksuk. But if you have more than just a muksukis, if you have a muksukis meaning hamaisim mechaver olav haraya, if you have an ansadi, you have a raya in your tefisa, then I can't grab it away from you, because my tefisa is not a raya. My tefisa is a way for me to become the muksuk. If you're just a muksuk, because the kol dol and gvar also nobody has a raya.
Also have an ansadi that's yours.
No, if you have an ansadi that's yours, no kol dol and gvar. Kol dol and gvar is when we don't know who it is. You have a boat in the river, you have we don't know who it is. Nobody has a raya. One guy grabs it, he becomes the muksuk. But every hamaisim mechaber of a raya, there's no, nobody has an ansadi. Nobody has any.
Why not? If I'm holding it, why not? And then you grab it from me.
Yeah.
You should have to bring a raya to take it from me.
No,
like
because
is
you mean I think maybe I'm not sure what you're asking. You're asking the loshna ma'isim mechaver olav haraya.
No,
the fit taisa. Why do we say ma'isim mechaver olav haraya? It's not haraya. Ma'isim mechaver olav ha grabbing.
I'm asking
if taisa
is saying that
ma'isim mechaver
olav haraya.
Taisa
is saying that
ma'isim
mechaver olav haraya
is the same thing as kol dol and gvar. Right. As long as all you have. Meaning if based on paskin ma'isim mechaver olav haraya, in effect they're paskin in kol dol and gvar. Because what they're passing is whoever has possession, he gets to keep it. Until the other guy has possession.
No, until the other guy brings a raya.
If the other guy brings a raya, he doesn't even have to grab it. But if he grabs it, then he becomes the muksuk and the other guy has to bring the raya. Hamaitzim mechaver olav haraya means that if you're in possession of the thing, hagam, you have no proof.
The other guy has to bring a raya.
The other guy has to bring a raya for a basin to take it away from me. In other words, if I'm in possession and you want it, you have to bring a raya. You have to go to basin with a raya in order that basin should take it away from me and give it to you.
Right, so by saying it's the same
but if you come to me and you grab it away,
right,
then I have to bring a raya to take it away from you.
But you were only able to take it me because your tefisa was a raya. How were you able to take it?
No, tefisa is never a raya. Why is my whose tefisa is a raya?
That's what I'm asking. By the fact that tefisa is saying that the real or raya is the same thing, the whole deal of bar, isn't he saying in effect that tefisa is a raya?
No. The cases that Tosfos is talking about, tefisa, just grabbing, talking about chatifa, maybe we should have, talking about chatifa, I'm just chatifa from you. There's no raya in that. You hold it in Askan, I grab it away. Because you don't have a raya either.
It's a chazaka.
All you had was a muchzakas. What did you have in the case of the apartment? You know, the Baal Bas, at the beginning of the month, I'm the muchzak in the apartment. At the end of the month, you're the muchzak in the rent in the apartment. Nobody had a raya. We have this suffix, what were the terms of the rental agreement? Nobody had a raya. Nobody had a tfisum chachas, but they had a muslim chavel of a raya. Again, that goes back to the things we were talking about yesterday. Every time a person is holding on to the metaltalin, we can talk about hamaitzim mechaver l'varai. The mere fact that he's in possession, that's not a proof to anything, but you can't just take it away from him. I mean, Beis Din doesn't just take it away from him.
If all you have is possession, someone's going to
scrap it. Exactly. If all you have is possession. Hamaitzim mechaver l'varai means whoever's in possession.
By calling that Koldeon Bar, then you're saying that someone could come and grab it.
That's exactly what Taisus holds, that somebody can come and grab it. As long as it's with the Tainus Bar, somebody can come and grab it. Because the logic of Taisus is, when I grab it away from you, then what you had, now I have. What did you have when you were holding it? All you had was possession. You had no proof. Well, there's no Tfisum Mechachas. So now if I grab it, I have possession.
But how does that fit with the idea of the Din is someone's in the Chavel Arad?
I'm not sure I understand what you're asking.
To say your actions are okay, but say give it back to the other guy. Like, why should the other guy have to grab it back from you? Then you should give it back.
Why not? Because what are you worse than him? What did he have? He just happened to be in luck that it was sitting by him. Now it's sitting by
because
you.
Because he had it. So you have to bring a riot.
He had it, but he didn't have any proof. He doesn't have a tfisum l'chachas. It's not like the shirt in Mikey's back. When we talk about the shirt on somebody's back, the nask in somebody's hands, so he's holding it as a rye that it really belongs to him. Then Taisus agrees, then you can't just grab it away.
Why not?
Because there there's a tfisa, because there he's holding it as a proof that it really belongs to him. Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. If everybody
says the same thing.
But if I grab it from him, if you're wearing a shirt, then there's a presumption. How do you get the shirt? You probably just go to the store and grab it. You probably paid for it. You're not a ganav. Probably you paid for it. Probably it really belongs to you. If then I go in front of Adam and I grab it off your back, I'm a ganav. We have a shirt that we know you belongs to you, and I just come and I grab it. So why? I never had to go grab things that we know belong to other people. That's the case of Naskar of Abba. But let's say you have a case where you're holding something where we don't know that it belongs to you. Like by the rental, by the case of the rental, or talk for kayin. I mean, there's no tennis boys. That's not a case that's in that Rishonim argue about. But the kind of case, what?
The boat.
Or the boat. Nobody has any proof. So one guy goes and he grabs the boat. So he becomes the muchzik. Fine. But now the other guy comes and he goes and he grabs it back. Now he becomes the muchzik. That's how Tosha understands called olengar. Whoever grabs it first becomes the muchzik. And he now enjoys the privilege of Hamaitzim Mechaber Olav Haraya, meaning that anybody who wants to take it away from him in court has to go bring a proof. But if somebody goes in, but if the other person comes with Tanis Bari and grabs it away physically, then now he enjoys the privilege of Hamaitzim Mechaber Olav Haraya. Anyway, that's the background. So now let me ask a question. Shnayim Eichsim Metalis. What happens? Shnayim Eichsim Metalis, the case of the Mishnah. Beis Din says Yechleku. And then one guy goes, or Beis Din didn't say Yechleku, it doesn't make a difference. But they two people come to Beis Din Shnayim Eichsim Metalis. And then one of them goes and he grabs it from the other. He grabs the talis away. In front of Aiden. And he tainis, of course, he says Shali. I mean, they're both saying Kula Shali to begin with. Zayimah Kula Shali. And then one guy, and they're Mukhsokin both in the talis, that's where the din is Yechleku. But meanwhile, while we're standing there, one guy goes, the stronger guy goes, and he pulls the whole talus away. Now he's holding the whole talus with the tightness of art. Does that work?
No.
No, it doesn't work. It's a Gemara Mufreshes. It's a Gemara later on that Vav, but it does not work. Unless, the Gemara discusses, unless the fellow from whom it was grabbed away was Shoisek, and then the Gemara has a Shaila, maybe Shtika Gaido. But if he's not Shoisek, if one guy grabs a talus, another guy screams, what are you doing? You're grabbing the talus away from me. It's my talus. So there's no shtika kaida. It's clear in the Gemara that the tefisa does not work. That is why the tefida Rishonim hold that tefisa with the tainus bari could be mitzi from a muksuk. So why can't one guy be tefis the talis and now he'll become the muksuk?
Why is it different than the sharp issue off my back?
So that depends. If you learn like Tosfos that each guy has an ansadi in half the talus, that means that there's a tefisim uchachas. Then it's very good. Then I understand. When Shnayim are eitzim betalus, that's like Naska the Rav Abba. The Rosh was more or less in the school of thought of Tosfos over here, and the Tosfos is the Rosh. Tosfos is the Baba Basar. They have a favor saying that Shnayim are eitzim betalus is like Naska the Rav Abba. When the Rosh is explaining why by Shnayim are eitzim betalus, they don't say kol dolan gvar. So he says, because it's like Nachal the Rav Abba, each guy has an Aran Sadi, ain't lenu l'aniach shi, yigzol l'echad ischaler. So I understand very well, you're 100% right. One guy just grabs the talus, how could that possibly, you can't grab away from a Nachal, from a Tfisum L'chachas. So the Tfisum L'chachas, the Tfisum L'chachas is very good. On the other hand, but if you hold like Rashi, that there's no Aran Sadi over here, there's just a Mukhzokas, just Mukhzokas, both each one Mukhzok in the whole talus. All you have over here is Samir, Hamaitzim Mechaber, maximum Hamaitzim Mechaber Levaraya. Not even the full fledged Hamaitzim Mechaber Levaraya. Because Ein Lezek Koyach Yesim Yizek, they're both Mosafim Lechatal. So it's like, it's even weaker than a normal Hamaitzim Mechaber Levaraya. So why can't one guy be typhused away? We don't know what Rashi Sheet is, but Nechami, the Chor from here is going to be Mukhuk. The Rashi is going to hold, like those who shine him. And we saw the Rashbam by Naskar Rabba. The Rashbam and Baba Basra generally goes with Rashi's Sheetus. Rashbam, when he continued Rashi's work in Baba Basra, seems to always be within Rashi's Sheet, with Erech Lam. So, Nechram, that also stimmed to Sheetos. Rashi will hold like the Rashbam and Baba Basra. That you cannot be, the Rashbam and Baba Basra learns Naskar the Rabba that way. The Rashbam and Baba Basra says the reason why you can't be Taifis from Naskar the Rabba is because I'm Mitzim Mechaber Levaraya. So, he holds with favor. Once we say I'm Mitzim Mechaber Levaraya, that's it. You can't just be Taifis. There's no such thing as being Taifis, just grabbing things away. So even by Shnayim Moitzim Metalis, where it's not Mamish Hamoitzim Mechaber Levaraya, because Ein Lezek Koyach Yesim Yizeh, they're both Muktzik in the whole Talis, but it's a semi. You know, it needs a Shvua, it's a semi Hamoitzim Mechaber Levaraya. That's already enough that there's no such thing as just grabbing it away. Chatif is not. So that seems to stim very well. Taisis L'Shitosom. Taisis the Rosh L'Shitosom. Who holds that Tfisa with the Tainis Bari works. Well, it's hard to say Tosis L'Shitosi. Tosis in Baba Basra, and that Baba base happens to hold Tfisa of Tainis Bari, doesn't work. But Tosis elsewhere in Shas, Tosis in Ksubis, and Tosis in Tosis in Baba Tzir by us, by the Sugi of Tokhra Koy, holds Tfisa of Tainis Bari does not work. But Tosis elsewhere in Shas, in Ksubis, and in Baba Basra, holds Tfisa of Tainis Bari does work. The Rosh holds Tfisa of Tainis Bari does work. So how do they explain by Shlaim Moksum Taz? Why can't one guy just grab it? The Mursa is in the Vav. One guy can't just grab it. Why not? The Teretz is L'Shitosom, because there's an Anansadi. Each guy has an Anansadi in the Teretz. There's a Tfisa Muchachas. There's an Anansadi. The Magda Tof is Heidi Dehu. So, of course, he can't just be Tofis. On the other hand, the Rashi, who says that it's just a Mir HaMoitzim Mechavel of Haraya, Ein Lezek Koyach Yosim Yizeh, it's just a Mir HaMoitzim Mechavel of Haraya, but not an Anansadi. So why can't one guy just grab it? Teretz says he'll go with the sheet of the Rashbam. And those who shall behold, that once we say HaMoitzim Mechavel of Haraya, you can't just grab it away. How it seemed to be. So it seems to, the package seems to work out. I have a problem. There's a Tosfos HaRosh. The Shita Mekubetzis in Baba Basra, that Beis and Beis brings the Tosfos HaRosh. We don't have it, the Tosfos HaRosh on Baba Basra. But the Shita brings a lot of things from the Tosfos HaRosh. So over there, B'Sei Chedram, the Shita brings the Tosfos HaRosh, who says, who discusses justice, is by Shnayim Oichsim B'Talas, why can't one guy just grab the talis and become the Muchsuk? The context is, the first Mishnah of Baba Basra talks about a wall between two Shukri, we don't know who built the wall. And the din is yachleiku. The mission is where they divide the wall. So there's a discussion: what if the wall fell into one guy's rishus? Does he become a muksuk or not? It's a discussion. Seems to be a gemara. How to read the gemara? We're not learning that above a basher, but that's the context over there. So the rush over there, the Tosfos HaRosh happens to hold that if the wall fell into one guy's rishus, he becomes the muksuk. And the other guy now is to bring a proof. How much mechaber levaraya? So the Rosh asks, so the Rosh. So the Shita brings from the Rosh. He says, "By Shnayim Alechsim Talos." Also, why can't one just because one guy just grab the talos and he'll become the Muxel? Answers the Taisus Rosh. No, since the Suffolk, who does the talos really belong to, was already Noida, was already established before one guy grabbed it. So so he cannot grab the talus anymore and become the Muslim. You know what? To tell you the story, I have to give you more background. I can't help it. We need more education of you. So I'll just give you like a brief background to this. Start with the Mishnah. You have Kaisel HaShutfin. You have a wall between two neighbors, and one day the wall falls down. So the Mishnah says, so it depends really. Sometimes the halacha is that the Shutfin were mechuyev to build the wall together. The neighbors were mechuyev to build the wall together. So we have a strong presumption, like by Chotzer. There's a din that they have to build the wall together. Because this has a career, you're not allowed to look into your neighbor's property, so else, because of privacy, Chazal required that they build the wall together. So in such a case, since we have this, there's a din that they're supposed to build the wall together, so there's a very strong presumption that nobody would have built the wall on his own. Why would it be stupid to build the wall on your own when you could go to base and force the other guy to help you? So they probably built the wall b'shutfis, and then there's nothing to talk about. We know the wall was built b'shutfis, and if the wall falls down, then the stones and the mokum of the Kaisel belongs to both of them. But what if you have a case where they're not mechuyev to build the wall b'shutfis? So, and we really don't know who built the wall. So then what happens if the wall falls down? So the Gemara seems to say that if it fell into one guy's rishus, he becomes the muchzik, and the other guy's hamotzi mechaver al harai. Taisus says, for reasons that have to do with the sugis over there, that it's not true. You cannot be taifus when the wall falls down. You cannot become the muchzik. Why not? So Taisus, this is a major yisaid. This is a Taisus, a famous Taisus, and the famous Taisus in the Yeshivish Masechtas, the Taisus Lefichach. The Taisus in the Beis Med Aleph and the Bava Basra, Taisus Tibri Masa Lefichach, it's a famous Taisus. The first Chabur I ever said in my life was on that Taisus. So, but it was famous before that also. Taisus over there says a yisaid, a new yisaid, he says, you can't be taifus today. You cannot become a muchzik. Why? So Taisus says, because it's Tfisu La'achash and Neulet HaSof. Taisus drops his new bombshell. He says, you can become a muchzik before the latest HaSofik, before we know there's a Sofik. And one guy became a muchzik, and then he shows up in Beis Din, so he's the muchzik. But if Beis Din already had the Sofik, it was already Neulet HaSofik, we have a Sofik, who does the world belong to? Maybe nobody came to Beis Din yet, but Be'etzim, there's an objective Sofik, who does the world belong to? So that's, and then one guy grabbed, and then the wall falls down, but it's already after latest HaSofik. We already have a Sofik. Who does the wall belong to? Says Taisus, so new Yisoy, Tfisa La'achash, and know that a Sofik doesn't work. And therefore, if the wall fell into one guy's Rishus, it's too late for him to become the Muxik. That's the Shita Taisus. The Rosh over there, in that Taisus Rosh that I'm talking about, he agrees to the Yisoy fundamentally. But he says he doesn't think that this is called Tfisa La'achash, and know that a Sofik, because till they actually come to Beis Din arguing about the wall, for all Beis Din knows, maybe one fellow would have been moided to the other. So the latest asofik is not when the wall is standing. The latest asofik is when they come to Beis Din, and by that time already fell into one guy's rishus. So Taisus and the Rosh argue, is this called a tefisa lachash and another asofik, or is it not a tefisa lachash and another asofik? Taisus holds the asofik is while the wall was already standing, there's a asofik. So Mele, it's too late for one guy to become a muksuk. And the Rosh says, no, it's not too late. The asofik is only when they come to Beis Din. So it's tefisa kainim shnoyler asofik. But they both agree to the idea that Tfisa La'achash and other Asafik doesn't work. That's the Taisus. So, God on that, the Kuntras Asaikas, from the brother of Uksais, the Kuntras Asfakas asks, he says, what's going on? What kind of Yisoid is this that Tfisa La'achash and other Asafik doesn't work? Taisus sheet all over Shas is that Tfisa with the Tainus Bari works to be mighty even from a Muxuk. If Tfisa works even to be mighty from a muchzuk, so alachas kama v'kama works to be mighty from a matzav of Suffolk where it would have been, where without any Tfisa it would have been yachloiku. And now one guy comes and he's tofes it. It's like gorer than tfisa from somebody who's already a muchzuk. So he's misub. So the kuntres hasekus over this is maybe in a chrami, maybe that taisus doesn't go with that shita. Maybe taisus over this going like the shita that tfisa doesn't work from a muchzuk. So the same way tfisa doesn't work to be mitzi from a muchzuk, it doesn't even work to be mitzi. No, his idea is maybe the same way tfisa. What's the idea of tfisa lachas noyel asofik? Once it was chal din yachayku, so it's too late to be taifus. That's the chorid idea. Once it's chal, once you already have a sofik, and it was already chal a matzav of yachayku, so it's too late for one guy to be taifus. That means the lashon of taifus that way. Once there was a sofik and there was a chal din yachayku, so just because one guy is taifus, the lashon of taifus is lo yafsid ha'acher koychay. They had it. It was already din chalukah. They beat each other schus chalukah in the kaisel. So now one guy grabs it. Why should he? He doesn't lose his right to the chalukah. So ask the kuntur sakes. What are you talking about? Tfisa works even from a muchzuk. Allah has kama v'kama. It works to be right from a yachalku. So he says two things. The kuntur says one mahalach. He says is that in a chrami maybe that tfisa is going like the shittas that tfisa does not work from a muchzuk. And Tosfos says a step further, not only does it not work from a muxik, it doesn't even work from a yachleiku. But it's difficult because it's a stira. Tosfos in Bava Basra holds that Tfisa does work from a muxik. So the Kuntur Sashaykus over there brings from his brother, not the Ksaykus, the third brother. There was a Galung in the family. He brings from his brother, who said that, no, it's not the same. Where you have... Let's say one guy's in muxuk. That means, what was the original din? Let's say by the apartment. You know, we have a sofik at the apartment. Did he rent it for 12 months, or 13 months? So, what's the halacha fundamentally? What's the fundamental psak? We have a sofik. The apartment rented for $13,000 or for $12,000 a year. And it's a leap year. Was it really rented for $1,000 a month or really for $12,000 a year? So fundamentally, what's the psak? So if we could go to Beis Din with such a thing, that's telling Beis Din any names. Say, this is the case, you have an apartment and there's a sofik with the rent, what would Beis Din say is fundamentally the halach? How much is Mechavel over right? So fine, now one guy takes the apartment, let's say the Marakama, but at the beginning of the month, he holds the apartment, he says, go away, get out. So he's the how much is Mechavel over right? He wins. The end of the month, the other guy wins. Because now he's the muxik. Did the din change? Didn't change. It didn't stay the same. I'm mitzvah mechaver l'varai. The cast of characters changed. Who is the mitzi and who's the chaveroi? That's changing. But the fundamental psak didn't change with the tefisa. Says the Kuntur Sasekis, Taisus holds where the fundamental psak is not changing. Just the faces are changing. So tefisa works. You have a matzav of mitzvah mechaver l'varai. Reuben is the muchzuk. Shimon is the mitzi. So Shimon cannot be mitzi from Reuben. If Shimon grabs the ray from Reuben, the psak din's not changing. It's still a ma'aseh mechavel avaraya, except that now Reuben and Shimon change seats. So that kind of their tefisa works, because it's not changing the din. But where the din lechatchil was yachleiku, like by a suffik, by a kaisel where there's no muksuk, and the din that was chal was a psak din of yachleiku, not a ma'aseh mechavel avaraya. There's no muksuk. It's just a kaisel that collapsed, and we don't know who it belongs to. So or the kaisel is standing, we don't know who it belongs to. So the fundamental din over here is was not a ma'aseh mechaveh l'varaya. There is no muchzuk. The fundamental din was yachleiku. So there, Tosfos holds once the fundamental psak was yachleiku, then tfisa can't change the psak into a ma'aseh mechaveh l'varaya. And that's the yisoid that's Tosfos' yisoid of tfisa l'achas and ayla nesaf. Yeah, and these may be a hasbara, but that's the background. So now comes along the Tosfos HaRosh. With that, now we understand a little bit the Tosfos. So now comes along Tosfos HaRosh, and he says, okay, so I agree to Tosfos, says the Tosfos HaRosh. Tfisa l'achas and ayla nesafik doesn't work. He just holds that the Tosfos HaRosh argue about the kaisel. When is the sofik noilad? Is the sofik noilad while the kaisel is standing? Or is the sofik noilad when they come to Beis Din? Tosfos holds the kaisel is noilad when the sofik is, when the wall is still standing. So if the wall falls down, it's too late. You can't change the din. The din was chal din yachleiku. You can't change the halacha. And the Tosfos HaRosh says, no, the suffix chal when they come to Beis Din. So if the wall fell down first into one guy's rishus, the din yachleiku wasn't chal yet. So one guy could become a muksa, come out to mechaver el avaray. Then the Tosfos HaRosh continues and he says, Masha Enkin by Shnayim Oichsim Betalis, By Shnayim Oichsim Metalis, the Suffolk was already Chal when they came to Basin and the Zayimer Kula Shli, Zayimer Kula Shli. The Suffolk was already Chal. Now, if one guy grabs it, he can't become the Muchsuk because that's already a Tfisa Lachash and Eilera Suffolk. Adkan and Tosis Rosh. Very interesting stuff. My question is, why does he need it? The Rosh himself holds by us, the Rosh in the Halachas and in the Tosis Rosh. The Rosh by us holds that Shnai, Moksim, and Talis, everybody has an Ansadi. So of course you can't grab the Talis away. Everybody has an Ansadi. It's like Naschad Rabab, you can't grab away the shirt from somebody's back. In other words, I'm asking to steer in the Tosis Rosh. The Tosis Rosh by us and the Rosh in the Halachas holds that by Shnai, Moksim, and Talis, there's an Ansadi in the Talis. There's an Ansadi that, an Ansadi that might have toughest Heidi day. If there's an Ansadi, if it's like Naschad, and he says Beferish, if it's like Naschad Rabab. Well, if it's an Ansari, if it's like Nasr Rabba, so of course you can't be Taifas it away. So why, and yet the Taifas Rosh in Baba Basra, when he wants to explain why by Shnayim Oichsim Metalis, why can't one guy just grab it away? He doesn't say because it's Nasr Rabba, because it's a Tfisa Mukachas. He comes up with a brand new Lomdus, Baba Basra Dik Lomdus, that it's a Tfisa Lachas and Oilera Sofik, and therefore Lo Yishtana Hadin, and that's why one guy can't do it. Once the Sofik was Chal, so it was Chal already, didn't have Yachaiku, so therefore one guy, the guy can't grab it away. Why does he need it? Yeah, this is very Tzarachin. I don't have a teretz for this. Okay. Well, we never started the Tosis. And Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll do the Tosis inside.